Fred, if you're listening to my show, how are you? Welcome to the Church of the Soul's Evolution. I'm Blake Ruby, also known as the Reverend Blake Ruby. I hope you're doing all right. We had a great and fantastic last week. I went out to an Air Force base and ran about a mile and a quarter. And I ran about a mile and a half yesterday around the neighborhood. It's at a slow pace, but a continuous run. And I was talking with you last week on the show about walking fast. That's always been one of my options, but sometimes my rationale is flawed, you know. It all depends how I feel during the day and how I sleep at night, you know. It's a hard thing to gauge because the human body is an amazing and complicated thing, is it not, you know. I know you would agree. Like the Bible says, we are fearfully and wonderfully made, you know, a heart that beats independently of our will, the lungs that purify the blood, thousands of miles of veins in our body, and a central nervous system that works in conjunction with the brain that will, if you put your hand accidentally on a hot stove, will help you to pull it away in a split second, you know. It's hard to get everything right. All the time. There's so many different kinds of right things in our lives. We have very many different aspects of our lives, do we not? Today I'm going to do my usual singing. I'm going to pick some songs to sing them. John Denver. I sing because it makes me happy. It exercises the lungs. You have to remember the words. I'll be going on a cruise, God willing, here in a couple of weeks. 2 weeks from today, actually. First, we have to test negative for COVID. We've got to get set 3 days before. And we'll all the way up to then. You never know. Any of us will. Universe, my mother and father, creators of my soul and my spirit, the creator of the universe, is the one that started all this. You know, we are co-creator gods in the making, my friends. We are pretty amazing, and you already know this, but when I stop to think about it, I go, wow, it's awesome to know that we are the image of our Father. In other words, we're just like them. Just like me. Please, that's all I ask. Just like me. Or you are just like me. In other words, you are a human being. Just all the different body parts, two arms, two legs. You're just like me. But please, just like me. That's all I'm asking. You don't have to love me, just like me. Well, we're created in the image of the solar system, our mother and father God. We're created just like them in their image. And when you see them someday, I know you will, and when you stand in front of their presence and their light is so bright and it washes over you with a glory and brilliance that only a developed spirit and soul can withstand. And I know then when they allow you to look into their light and see that you are created in their image, you'll see what they look like. And it's all about growth, my friends. I've mentioned it in previous shows. We're born here into this planet, into this world, as a soul with a light that's shining at a certain intensity. And our goal, whatever our goals, is to increase that light so that when you do make that transition back to the afterlife, that the light of your soul is all the more brighter. I guarantee you, my friends, when we stand in the presence, it's going to be an experience their life. I'm not even talking about the supreme creator of the universe. I mean, that's why it really does behoove us this lifetime. There is a creator out there who started the whole thing, who initiated it, and reenacting just how bright God's light is. I say God, I mean the supreme creator of the universe, grandmother and grandfather God, because, you know, the supreme creator is both male and female. And in the beginning, my friends, there was darkness and silence, and nothing existed. No solar systems, no planets, no suns, no moons, no galaxies. Just darkness and silence. And the spirit. And the spirit tried to create the physical universe so he could have his or herself in other areas, if you will, of the universe. And a small portion of his or herself sent out and put in different beings, sentient beings throughout the universe. And we're not only sentient beings. There are others. Be listening to my the beings out there with gray skin or tannish, beige kind of skin with dark eyes who have been traveling around the universe for millions of years, extremely around the actor killing. Then you have to look at those fantasy action movies where a lot of people are getting killed, like the nonsense. Why even waste with those movies? Give us movies that deal with real life, real people, their stories, true stories. We're going to be talking about the creator. He wanted to grow bigger than growth out there. You think? Isn't that what we're all trying to achieve? Growth. Look how far we've come from being babies. Now, 68 inches, I weigh 160 pounds about. And I was a baby one time. You were a baby too. Look at that growth that we achieved. It's all about growth. Look at a tree that's planted in the ground as a seed, how it grows to be some trees, like us in California, a couple hundred feet above the ground, just beautiful, marvelous creations, beautiful trees. Right? That started out as a seed. That's growth, my friends. Or maybe a whale, a baby whale, Pacific Ocean. And that baby is born, like it only weighs about a ton, but probably 100 tons. That's growth, my friends. That's what the creator is looking for, growth, and assimilating that into the ocean of its spirit like a drop of water. That's how the creator gets bigger and expands and accelerates that expansion every day. Just as the edges of infinite space are expanding as we talk. The edges of infinite space and your soul, your immortal soul and your body will continue to live when you pass away, when I pass away and go into the afterlife. It will continue. It cannot be destroyed, my friend. It's immortal. Our souls are immortal. Has the significance of that made an impact to you, to me? No, we take it for granted, kind of, because we are co-creator gods in the making. One day we're going to be like our mother and father God in heaven on the sun, because that's the spirit world. You know, you have a shape. Did you know that? It comes out at nighttime when you dream. You know, you ever have a dream out there? Anybody? Your eyes are closed. Those are the eyes of the spirit, my friends. And the spirit plays, it goes places, it refreshes itself. Billions of electrons, light energy, in other words. And that light energy can live in fire. Now, let me say that again, please. The spirit can live in fire. Below the earth's surface, lava beds of hell. And believe me, it does exist. Thousands of sexual abusers, physical abusers, people who don't believe. But it's temporary. It's not a nation like some people want to believe, because I don't install fear. I'm not trying to. I'm just trying to tell you it does exist. And there, just like in the girly opposite. Yep, up to heaven, the sun where we were born. Also, you can go down beneath your surface. You say you saw a demon that looked like a gorilla, had a gorilla's body and the head of a wolf. Eyes are pure. They're made by God, believe it. God knows how to make it. There's nothing that hasn't been made, just like it says in the Bible. Suns, which is the matrix of the solar system, utilize forces of the universe to create everything by words. Like it says in the Bible, in the beginning was a word. You are helping to either create or destroy the universe. We are my universe. I said in my last show, our energy is not what I'm looking at here. No blue skies, no white clouds, no ground, no grass, no fences, no houses, no cars. Nothing existed. But then the Supreme Creator, by the power of his or her will, and I'll always say his or her, because remember, the male and female, don't believe people. Mistreated women and still mistreat them today. Don't give them the value that they deserve, the dignity they deserve, the equality they deserve because of their lack of intellect. This is a universe of male and female, omega, yin and yang, the positive and the negative. Those that don't believe that, you will know that's the truth. And that's okay. We're all entitled to our opinions, right? So the Supreme Creator commanded the four forces of the universe, the first force. I forget what it's called, the Ovastromic force or something like that. And that is what created the suns, the planets, and the moons. And then the second force commanded the plant and animal life on all of those planets throughout the universe. The third force was what created the sentient life, not only human beings on this planet, but in the Milky Way galaxy, there are probably thousands of extraterrestrial beings in the Milky Way galaxy. Not the myriad of galaxies out there, my friends, you know them, right? And they're discovering planets every day, and they're discovering solar systems every day. And they haven't officially come out. Well, that's right. Those stars up in the evening sky, they're actually complete solar systems. They're not We're still in the lower stages of evolution, my friends. Welcome to a Category 1 planet on a scale of 1 to 9. We are the lowest, and we're making our way. Hopefully, my prayer is God, creator of the universe, Mother and Father God in heaven, co-creators of my soul and spirit, please help us to evolve, to survive. Thank you for another day to live, to learn, to be alive, staying alive. Thank you for the opportunity of another day. Some people didn't make it today. Some people, just like you and me around this world, didn't make it today. Perhaps they passed away yesterday, or they'll pass away tomorrow. But I'm still alive, and I thank you so much. I'm very grateful. I want to learn. I want to live. I don't want to die. I want each day to be a joyful learning experience. I don't want to think about the end times. They have to be true. Just because the Bible says it is doesn't mean it is. It's a book. You can put your faith in it whether you want to or not. Because it comes down to this, the bottom line, my friends, you are entitled to your opinion, just like the Muslims are, just like the Hindus are, and just like Buddhists are. And if you want to go to war to fight over what you believe in, then you're no better than the people that lived 200-300 years ago that did the same thing, greed, and couldn't talk out their differences because of their lack of intellect. And then the Creator commanded the fourth force of the universe, which is the spirit dimension, the fourth dimension. And we have the spirit in our bodies that will go to the afterlife, my friends. It's true. Anyway, how about a song? I was thinking about politics nowadays. You know what's going on. I had a talk with the lady that does my dry cleaning today, and she's a very pro-Trump person. And I voted for Mr. Trump. I'm not ashamed to admit it during this last election because I thought that he did a good job and he was treated unfairly. He wouldn't have been impeached those two times if the Democrats hadn't won back the House in 2018. Does anybody disagree with that? But I cannot go along with the election was stolen, and I understand why he didn't intervene and say something when the Capitol was being attacked and the police were getting beaten up and people were getting killed and they wanted to hang Mike Pence. So that came very close, too. Like, he was just a few feet away. What would have happened if they got a hold of him? How does he feel today betraying his vice president, who we put his faith in and worked very closely with, the presidency? And Mike Pence was a very loyal man, loyal to the bone. You know he was. And just because he knew he had to do the right thing because there wasn't any evidence, now anybody with any intellect couldn't disagree with that. There was no evidence to show that the election had been stolen. And in this with the Constitution, founded by our founding fathers, who were inspired by the Creator, and believed in people and families and love and having the right to grow and the pursuit of happiness. Mike Pence knew that there wasn't any evidence. He had to do his duty as vice president to ratify the election results. But Mr. Trump, he couldn't go along with that, and that is where he had to where a serious flaw in his rationale. Still, sometimes I hear both sides. I hear the Democrats going at it now. They're talking about the classified documents. Sometimes I wonder what's worse, hearing them or putting up with some of the stuff that he used to talk about, all his tweets and people. When he was president, he created a lot of jobs. He helped the United States be the force, if you will, throughout the world, not being taken advantage of by countries like China. he did a lot of good things. And he also, let me tell you this, my friend, he befriended Mr. Putin. Now, anybody doesn't want to be friends with Russia, I'm sorry, I don't understand why. I mean, after all, concern the International Space Station for all these years. But besides that, they have the capability to destroy us because they have just as many, if not more, and I think bigger nuclear missiles than we do. So why do you want to provoke them? Why do you want to antagonize them? Why can't we just get along, as the famous Rodney King once said? And that's what Mr. Trump was doing with Mr. Putin, and I like that. Because I'm not a warmonger. I don't want to die. I want to live. I want to get along with Russia. I want us to be friends. Same thing with North Korea. Why can't we be friends? But some people, I won't say exactly who, oh, you got to impose sanctions on them, and you got to knock them down, drive them down, kick them when they're down, take their money away. They won't be just like us. Does that make sense to you? Why can't we be friends with Russia? We've always had this competition with them, even, you know, getting into outer space. They beat us to it, and then we beat them to the moon, and oh, they must have been humiliated. But did you know Russia has landed, I think, at least 7 or 8 spacecraft on Venus? They didn't last very long because of the pressure and the heat, because it gets up to about 900 degrees during the day, and the pressure isn't. If you put it down there on the surface, and eventually those spacecraft did implode, explode, whatever. So Russians have some very good technology, and we can learn from each other. Why are we doing it now? Because it wouldn't have to look beyond our solar system. There could be one coming our way that's got our name on it, you know? It happened before in the past. We should be intelligent about this. Yes, Russia invaded Ukraine. It's true. But then again, we invaded Afghanistan. So hello. And we invaded Iraq. So hello. And yes, Russia invaded Syria. But we invaded Iraq. We can't see. We're calling them what we are ourselves. Well, let me rephrase that. We're just as guilty as them because we start wars too. Look at Vietnam. Look at all the other wars we've been involved in. The Russians haven't been involved in as many wars as we have, although they were in Afghanistan at one time. And they wanted to show them how it's done. The whole world is just nothing but a world of competition. Nothing but a world of competition, my friend. So why can't we get along with Mr. Putin? I like him. I mean, I don't agree with him when old people are getting killed over there in Ukraine and children, innocent, you know. I don't agree with that. I also understand the money. It's about cunning. It's about organization, the Western world. So, and the first thing Mr. Biden did, and I don't want to criticize him because I like Mr. Biden too. I like everybody. Just like me. Just like me. You're just like me or just like me. Just love me. Mr. Biden called Mr. Putin a killer right at the very beginning. He's a killer. How would that make you feel? I called you a killer. You're a killer. I'm not going to, because I do things differently in my country. Control and they have to be just like us, you know? And we get along with them. After all, we worked together in World War II to defeat the Nazis, did we not? Did we not? Why can't we get along, you know? We should be, China should be, oh, thank you. We haven't forgotten that you helped us, that you helped us defeat the Japanese. We did most of the work ourselves, you know. I'm sorry to say, you know, I won't go into the details, but the war ended, and if it hadn't ended when it did, the Japanese might have, who knows what they might have done to China. You know what I mean? So anyway, I'm going to sing a song. I said we're going to have an Eagles rock block. I work John Denver song. Another Denver song. Are you ready for that? I'm going to take a drink. Again. There's a storm across the desert. Start again. There's a storm across the valley. Clouds are rolling in. The afternoon lies heavy on your shoulders. There's a truck on the four lane, a mile or more away. The whining makes it colder. He's an hour away from riding on your prayers up in the sky. And 10 days on the road, I barely gone. There's softly burning suppers on the stove. But it's the light in your eyes that keeps him warm. Hey, it's good to be back home again. Sometimes this is so far like a long lost friend. Hey, it's good to be back home again. There's all the news to tell him how you spend your time. What's the latest thing? Called last Friday, sunshine made her cry. You felt the baby move just yesterday. Hey, it's good to be back home again. Well, yes, it is. Sometimes this old farm feels like a long-lost friend. Hey, it's good to be back home again. Oh, the time I can lay there's tired. Old body down. Feel your fingers feather soft upon me. The kisses that I live for, the love that lights my way, the happiness that living with you brings me. It's the sweetest thing I know of, just spending time with you. It's the little things that make a house a home. Like a fire softly burning, supper on the stove, and it's the light in your. Well, hey, again. All right, that was John Denver's Back Home Again. All a cappella, my friends, no music, all by memory. Just FYI, you know. It's another hot day here in San Antonio, but I'm learning not to complain about it. How about you, you know? It's all natural, right? If you don't like it, if I don't like it, I can move somewhere else, I guess. I could go up north to Canada, like where I was born and raised in Canada. I was born in Barrie, Ontario. I lived in Halifax, Nova Scotia, Oromocto, New Brunswick, Fredericton, New Brunswick, and Ottawa, the capital. I became a U.S. citizen in 1988 when I was in the Army. And in the summertime, it's very beautiful there. In the winter, well, it's north of the United States. So there are some places which are in the United States. In Ottawa, there, January 9th in 1971, Pontiac and the father had just bought 300. The guy went to sequence. We loaded up the car and our two cats, Tracy and Tootsie, and drove south to the Canadian-American border and all the way through the United States, all the way to the Mexican-American border, and then 600 miles south to the fine, beautiful city of Guadalupe, 5,200 feet above sea level, where there's a lot of fountains and roses everywhere. That was 1971, and I stayed there. We stayed there until 1973. I did my 11th grade there. My 12th grade graduated, and then moved to San Diego. Chevrolet Vega GT. And that was a four-cylinder car. It's a good thing he bought me a four-cylinder car. But I probably would have killed myself or got injured if he'd bought me an eight-cylinder car. So my dad must have been visited at night maybe in one of his dreams, just like Joseph was in the Bible, you know, other people in the Bible too. Don't buy Blake a V8 engine because he'll kill himself. Buy him a four-cylinder engine, Pete. I just made that up. I don't know if that's true. I think it might be, though. Anyway, it was a nice car. It lasted a year. I still drove it fast. And many a times, driving along the roads of Guadalajara, I had my foot down on the pedal just to see how fast it would go, which is usually around 90 miles an hour. And that was. But I used to put cheap Mexican gasoline in it, cheap Mexican oil, and then we crawled up to the border 1 year later on three cylinders, oil spouting out of the engine, and we made it. Thanks, God. Thank you, Mother and Father God. Thank you. So many thanks are due to our creators of our spirit and soul, right? Because they intervene so many times, many more ways than we are cognizant of to help us out. Difficult times, my friends. Anyway, now back to singing. There's a song called Courage My Soul. It's, I said I was going to do an Eagles block concert. I think I've sang this before, but I'll sing it again. I dedicated this one time before in the past to Mr. Trump, but it could be anybody. It could be other people who are just like that are mean and wicked, you know, doing some things like threatening people. So there are our fellow human beings. But this might be dedicated flawed in their rationale like I am sometimes. We all are. Why don't you come to your senses? Been out fighting fences for so long now. Oh, you're a hard one. I know you got your reasons. These things that are pleasing you can hurt you somehow. Don't you draw the Queen of Diamonds, boy. She'll beat you if she's able. You know the Queen of Hearts is always your best bet. And you know, it seems to me some fine things have been laid upon your table. But you only want the ones that you can't get. Desperado. Oh, you ain't getting any younger. Your pain and your hunger, they're driving you home. And freedom, oh, freedom. Well, that's just some people talking. Your prison is walking in this world all along. Don't you feel it cold in the wintertime? The sky won't snow and the sun won't shine. It's hard to tell the nighttime from the day. You're losing all your highs and lows. Ain't it funny how the feeling goes away? Desperado, come your senses, come down off your fences, and open up the gate. It may be raining, but there's a rainbow above you. Gotta let somebody love you. Let somebody love you. Let somebody love you. It's too Desperado, my friends, by the Eagles. I don't know who they were singing about back then, but it's a beautiful song, and I've often thought that it applies to me, you know, my past, the way, even now today, it's hard to let people love you, you know? I call you out there listening to my show. I know you love me. Love you. Let me say that again. I love you, too. I love everybody. I saw a sign today that said, love people, help people. I forget the exact words, what else it said, but what it meant was help people out, like the homeless. Why would you help people anyway? Why don't we adore each other, my friends? The extraterrestrials out there, these high civilizations, they adore each other. They love each other because they see themselves in other people. Because they were created in the image of their creator. Because don't you know that in other solar systems, in other galaxies, the humanoid life, the extraterrestrial life is indigenous to that particular solar system. And of course, the mother and father gods are the same, created in the same image. Oh, there's so much going on out there, my friends. It's like we can only see the tip of the iceberg. And why haven't we made contact? Why haven't we made contact, my friends? Well, I've answered this on many shows. Just watch that movie, The Day the Earth Stood Still. If you were an extraterrestrial being and you had technology at your disposal that could help you to travel around the universe, new solar systems, planets that you hadn't seen before that were uncharted, and you knew that there was life, and you monitored those beings for hundreds and possibly thousands of years, and then one day you decided to go and say hello, and you brought your spaceship down to the surface of the planet, and the next thing you know, you're surrounded with all kinds of weapons ready to fire upon you. Would you want to make contact with them, those kinds of people? Probably not. Just like in the movie, when that spaceship landed by the White House, the Capitol building, they were surrounded in an hour by tanks and artillery pieces and bazookas and people with their police and soldiers with their pistols drawn. So the extraterrestrial that came out said, I'm here in peace. I've got a message for all you people here on Earth. And somebody, he reached inside his uniform, and he got shot by an itchy trigger finger. An itchy trigger finger. So check out that movie, The Day the Earth Stood Still. Pretty cool movie. So they're out there. They're waiting to make contact with us. They want to make contact with us. They know we're a very violent species. Just look at what happened with 9/11. Man, they probably said to themselves, hey, those guys, look at that. Killing thousands of each other, flying airplanes into buildings. I don't know if they're going to survive. They might not, you know. That was back 21 years ago, coming up to the 20-year anniversary, the first 21-year anniversary. Certainly didn't be an anniversary. There's nothing really spectacular. There's nothing good about 9/11, except for maybe how people came together, you know, to... America came together to attack our enemies, you know, but then the violence just continues on. It's a never-ending cycle. We kill them, and then they want to come back and kill us at another time. Don't you believe that they've given up, you know? Would you give up? Americans are human beings just like any other human beings on the planet. They've got wills just like anyone else. They've got the same kind of fortitude and... You know, those Muslims, they can be, they're pretty tough, you know. Americans are great, but there are other people out there that can take us on, you know what I mean. I'm going to deviate a little bit from what I said I was going to do. I'm going to sing a song called, not an eagle, Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Somewhere over the rainbow. And it goes like this. Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, a land that I heard of once in a lullaby. Somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue, and the dream of really to come. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wind up with the clouds far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops, way up on the top. That's where over the rainbow bluebirds fly. Die over the rainbow. Why then, oh, why can't I? The pretty little bluebirds fly over the rainbow. Why then, oh, why can't I? Oh, old rainbow. One of our dogs is barking inside the house. Let me just fucking tell her to basically it's not fucking fish. Got a cruise coming up in a couple of weeks, God willing. I said, did I say that? We got to, yeah, we got to get there. And we got some friends we're going to be cruising with. And then I'll be going to karaoke again, probably every day. I guess can't get away from it now because my wife thinks that's where I'll go. And it's kind of exciting in a way. And what would be a good song to sing to finish it up? You see, I'm looking at all my songs, my repertoire. Into the Highway. What, another song by the Eagles? I've done Seven Ridges Road before. How about Tequila Sunrise? Here goes. It's another tequila sunrise, staring slowly across the sky. Said goodbye. He was just a hired hand, working on a dream he planned to try. The days go by. Every night when the sun goes down, just another lonely boy in town, and she's out running round. She wasn't just another woman, I couldn't keep them coming on. It's been so long. Oh, and it's a hollow feeling when it comes down to dealing friends. It never ends. Bum, bum, bum. That's a nice song. Very beautiful song. Take another shot of courage. Wonder why the right words never come. You're just getting numb. It's another tequila sunrise. This old world still looks the same. Another frame. I guess that is a song about tequila sunrises, which, if I'm not mistaken, tequila and fruit juice, maybe fruit punch. I don't drink anymore. I gave up drinking alcohol in 1988. Can't judge people for drinking, you know. I saw it almost ruin our family. My mother and father both drank. I saw that it's been destroying families for thousands of years. I went to jury duty recently, and I've talked about this on a previous show, I think. This one young Mexican man was arrested of a small amount of marijuana, I believe, with the intent, well, actually, I don't know how big it was, how small it was. He was going to sell it, but when it came time to pick the jurors, I got a chance to say something, so I stood up and said, you know, I don't see much difference between smoking marijuana or injecting yourself with heroin or taking any of the kind of drug. When alcohol is a legal drug, you can buy a bottle of whiskey and kill yourself drinking it. I don't see what the difference is. You allow people to smoke cigarettes, tobacco, but they can't smoke marijuana. So the lawyer there said, well, then, if I interpret you correctly, you're not wanting to be involved with the trial. And I said, yes, that's right. What about you, my friend? Here in our society, we're allowed to drink ourselves to death if we want to. A bottle of whiskey is okay, but you can't smoke a little marijuana, or you can't take any kind of drug. Anyway, I don't think it's right. And in my opinion, I think drugs should be legal. Because, now I'm not talking about children growing up under the care of their parents, but anyone who gets to adult age should be able to make their own decisions for themselves, as long as it doesn't hurt anyone else. You know, on the road, you know. And when we impose our will upon other people and take away their will to do what they want to do in their own lives, then that's wrong, whether it's taking drugs or something else. We shouldn't be imposing our wills, taking away people's freedom. We're supposed to be living in a country that believes in freedom. And so tell me, my friends, what's the difference between tobacco and marijuana, or maybe cocaine and a bottle of whiskey? Let people do what they want. They're going to do it anyway. So you got so many people in prison nowadays for minor offenses, and we're paying for them with our taxes. It doesn't make any sense. But that's okay. I understand. We're living in a world that's of a very low evolutionary status. And we're learning. I learn new things every day. And we've come a long way. We've made a lot of changes over the years. And we'll be making more changes. I have a good feeling that with people like me and other people that have their own shows on BBS Radio, and there's a lot of decent, good people, family-oriented, loving people in the United States, especially when compared with around the world, who just want to live and love and don't want to fight and kill, you know, the killers, the murderers, the rapists, the sexual abusers, the verbal abusers. There's a special place. Got it. My time is limited, my friends. There's a special place in hell for them, but it's not eternal. It's just rehabilitation. Take it from me, the Reverend Blake Ruby. Thanks for tuning in to the Church of the Soul's Evolution, where we talk about spirituality and things that are true. I love you, my friends. And here's a prayer. Supreme Creator of the universe, we see the miracles of your creation everywhere. We thank you. We love you. Please bless us, everybody, and help us. Help us. All right. Bye, everybody. Talk to you next week. So long.